Bateson's belfries attained instant popularity, and within a few years a substantial proportion of coffins were fitted with these bells. During this period, 3,000 people died daily in London alone, and Bateson's business was brisk. He was soon a wealthy man and respected as well. In 1859, Victoria awarded him an OBE, the Order of the British Empire, for his efforts. As a kind of odd footnote to the story, Bateson himself lived in mortal terror of being buried alive and caused his workshop to fabricate increasingly complex alarm systems for the installation on his own coffin after he died. By 1867, his preoccupation left him quite insane, and he rewrote his will, directing his family to cremate him at his death. However, suspecting that his instructions would not be followed, in the spring of 1868, he doused himself with linseed oil in his workshop, set himself aflame, and died by self-immolation. On the morning of May the 22nd, Macpherson had more important things to worry about than the weeping servant girl and the coffin with its belfry, for he knew that today the gold shipment from Huddleston and Bradford would be loaded upon the railway van at any moment. Through the open door of the van, he saw the guard, Burgess. Macpherson waved, and Burgess responded with a nervous, rather reserved greeting. Macpherson knew that his uncle, the dispatcher, had yesterday given Burgess a good deal of sharp talk. Burgess was no doubt worried to keep his job, especially as the other guard had been dismissed. Macpherson assumed that this accounted for Burgess's tension. Or perhaps it was the sobbing woman. It would not be the first time a stout man had been put off his mark by a female's piteous cries. Macpherson turned to the young girl and proffered his handkerchief. "There now, missy," he said. "There now." He sniffed the air. Standing close to the coffin, he noticed that the odour seeping out of the vent holes was certainly rank. But he was not so overcome by the smell that he failed to observe the girl was attractive, even in her grief. "There now," he said again.
"Oh, please, sir," the girl cried, taking his handkerchief and sniffling into it. "Oh, please, can you help me? This man is a heartless beast, he is."
"What man is that?" Macpherson demanded in a burst of outrage.
"Oh, please, sir, that guard upon the line. He will not let me set my dear brother here upon the train, for he says I must await another guard. Oh, I am most wretched."
She finished and dissolved into tears once more.
"Why, the unfeeling rogue! He would not let your brother be put aboard."